טוב. יש יוצא ואין אין בא. The old city, whoever wanted to leave, he was able to leave. The British could take him out. But to come in, no way. Before the war in 1948, lived in the old city about 2,000 Jews.
You mean they couldn't come and go? Or shop or anything? They're basically, it's basically a jail.
It was siege for a little bit. A few months. Yeah. Most of them were poor, old, and there was no connection between and those. It's not. It wasn't. Everyone knows that the way the old city is built, the old city where it is today, also, it's in the middle, surrounded by the Armenian quarter, surrounded by the Muslim quarter. You couldn't go. Yeah? And yeah, from all directions was Arabs, and only one side was Armenian, there was nothing else. The only way, we said, was bus number 2 of Chavad HaMikasha. Yeah. And then afterwards, before 1940, before the siege started.
When did siege start?
And we said that.
29th November 1947. So right when the UN declared.
Yeah, that's when it started. Yeah. It was riots, and then it started. So before it started, the Haganah knew that things are going to happen, so they used to smuggle in a few weapons. Every time the bus went in, they smuggled in a few more weapons. Yeah. And a few more soldiers to be in there. Yeah. So that until the beginning of Teves, which is 2 weeks after, almost 2 weeks after the siege, about 2 weeks after the siege started, there were about 120. In the beginning, there were still buses going back and forth, and then a little bit, then 2 weeks later, it was closed. 120 people carrying weapons, which they lived in the shuls, and every night they used to shoot on the Arabs, and the Arabs they shoot at them. Okay, it was okay, and then they liked shooting each other. After they completed, there was no bus, so once a week they let a shayara. Shayara?
Caravan?
Caravan of cars go in. Only people were allowed to go in who were living in the old city. Our British people. Yeah. Yeah, of course, the British really never cared about the Jews. Right? And they used to check them, though. The Jews, they were not carrying any weapons or anything, of course. It was British, Yimach Shemam. Leaving the Rova was no problem. About 500 people from the Rova left the old city before the war. So what happened? There was a fight between the Arabs and the Zionists in the undergrounds. And in the middle was there the Oded Hashem over there. Anshei Yishuv HaYashan. 6 months was the siege. 6 months. No food in, nothing out. Anything. No water, nothing. Whatever they had, they had. And Zayin Be'iyah, Tafshin Ches, 1948, 2 days after they declared the state of Israel, Echela Mitkafa Arabit al Arova, began the attack, the Arab attack on the old city. And it wasn't just some people shooting, there were soldiers. It wasn't like by us, the underground and stuff, it was soldiers shooting. And it was getting smaller and smaller and smaller because they were just pushing people closer. It just became very, very small, the Jewish quarter.
Yeah. It was like a ghetto.
Yeah. And then, a day later, it was Tuesday, the who showed up? The Jordanians showed up and started bombing, not shooting, bombing the old city. Yeah.
Whose side were they on? They were
Arabs. Their name?
They were the Arab side?
Right, the Arab League.
Yeah, the Jenny League.
Against the British?
Against us.
Against everyone.
They wanted to kill us.
Yeah. Reb Shmuel was very against the fighting. There were a lot of people from the old issue which helped building things and doing things and helping the war. He said, no way. They tried to force him to come. What do you mean? We're going to die with this? No way. I'm not fighting anything. Well, it was one time they tried to grab him physically. They grabbed him to do things. He grabbed onto a pole. All his might. Not taking me anywhere. I'm not going to fight. When they saw they can't do it, so they left him alone. He said it wasn't a war of saving us. It definitely wasn't a milchama of mitzvah. He said, his Jewish blood is spilled like water on the mizbeach of Gaiva of the Zionists. That's what he held. That's what the Tatiri. Right, so Shmuel, now there was a lot, he's trying to serve Hashem, there was a lot more that he had to go through now. It was the war, people are dying on the streets, shooting at people, right? It was worries, there was Ra'av, no food, the siege, nothing. So besides the physical, you can't serve Hashem so well when you have like this. But still doesn't make a difference, of Shmuel. Fighting Hashem. Fighting with Hashem. He's fighting with Hashem.
How many children did he have at the time?
I think five.
Small.
Five, yeah.
Small.
Oldest was six or seven.
That's
five. Yeah. To be with Hashem in any situation, to feel His closeness even when you feel the closeness of the Malach HaMavis. Right? To yearn to Hashem even when you have the bombs shooting. And Shmuel, during all the 6 months of the fight, he had four kids, and then one of the kids was born during the siege. Shob Shimon.
Yeah.
During the siege, he was born. Listen, there's a whole story here about the Bris. And Shmuel didn't care. He says, What do I care about this? I need to serve Hashem. I need to daven. That's his whole life. This horrible period of time, which was the most enlightened period of time, which was what Sadechad was horrible. Actually, it was enlightening to see how he's serving Hashem in any situation. It lifted up Shmuel to a very, very high level. Right? It was obvious for him. Not the Arab Legion and not the Zionists will give him orders how to serve Hashem. Not because of this, I'll serve Hashem this way. I serve Hashem. I don't care about the situation. So we'll continue with Hashem.